It wasn't that long ago that singer-songwriter Josh Ritter was an undergraduate at Oberlin College.
I wanted to study neuroscience, but I ran into some bad people along the way and became a musician.
Now 29, Ritter has just released his third album, The Animal Years. He also just bought a house in Moscow, Idaho, not far from where he grew up.
I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we've done.
Ritter's music used to be mostly love songs. With this CD, he ventures into political themes.
Paul said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire.
So is this a conversation between St. Peter and St. Paul?
Yeah.
How did you imagine this?
You know, when I was starting to write this record, I was watching a lot of really old movies, a lot of silent film. Laurel and Hardy are the classic comedy pair, you know. I was watching them a lot, and I was thinking, you know, there's so much like Peter and Paul, the Republicans, the Democrats, this bumbling couple. You know, while they're arguing and while they're kind of shouting back and forth or, you know, humming and hawing, there's you know, serious problems that are going on right now that just need attention. You know, there just needs to be something going on that I don't feel is happening.
Streets swimming with amputees. It's a Bible or a bullet they put over your heart. It's getting hotter and hotter to tell them apart. The days are nights and the nights are long. Beating hearts blossom into walking bombs.
Some reviewers have compared you to early Dylan and Springsteen. Is it a gift or a burden?
I guess if I thought about it a lot, it would be a burden. But as it is, it's a huge compliment. But it's not a shadow I would ever choose to live under.
There certainly are references though to Dylan and to Springsteen and
sure.
To others in your music. In fact, the second cut on the CD titled Wolves sounds like you're channeling Bruce Springsteen.
I think in the last year or so, Springsteen has been a really big inspiration to me. You know, he's somebody that I look to for guidance and for making a life for yourself besides just a career.
What do you mean, make a life for yourself?
Well, I think you can never really do something well unless you're able to leave it and, you know, have a family and have a home and have a place that you're from that you're really dug in, you know. You know, I got once, when I was in college and just starting to write, I sent a tape that I had made to Pete Seeger. You know, he didn't know me from Adam, but he wrote me back, and he said, the most important thing you could ever do is to choose a place and dig in.
Well, it's my home. Last night I dreamt that I grew wings. I found a place where they could hear me when I sing.
There really is a sense of place in your music. I mean, you get a sense of concrete images that come out of your real life.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think that Idaho is a song that I wrote that just kind of, it just came out of me in a way that I felt like I'd already written it.
Well, you've got your guitar with you this morning. Would you play it for us?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Something else was on my mind. The only ghost I'm haunted by. I hear her howling down below. Idaho, Idaho. Wolves, oh, can't you see? It ain't no wolf could sing like. And if it could, then I suppose that she belongs in Idaho.
It's a wonderful, haunting song.
thank you very much.
What is it about wolves? They show up on this album at least a couple times, play a prominent role.
Well, I wanted wolves to be in every song somehow. There's such a cool, mythical, uneasy relationship between humans and wolves. Raised by wolves, or running with the wolves, or werewolves, you know, they're sort of that easy transformation that you could make if you slowly, one day, you would wake up and you were just a wolf.
Wolves in the piano, wolves underneath the stairs, wolves inside the hinges, circling around my door.
And the wolf on this record was my reminder to myself that down the path of total conviction, you end up just like any other animal that runs in a pack. And that's not a place I would like to go.
Well, what do you want for yourself as an artist now? Do you want Springsteen-type fame or something else?
Well, looking for fame as a musician is a lot like running for president, you know? If you do what everybody says while you're out there looking for followers, you end up just, you know, following the followers, and you end up wearing cardigans and stuff. And right now, this is a wonderful, exciting time where it feels like the artistic potential to take something in a whole different direction and whole new places feels to me right now like limitless.
Josh Ritter's new CD is called The Animal Years. Thanks for coming in this morning, Josh.
Thank you very much, John. Thanks for having me here. This is exciting.
These chords are old, but we shake hands. I believe that they're the good guys.
You can hear more of Josh Ritter's performance at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzton.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
I fell in love with the sound. Oh, I love to sing along with you. We got tunes we kicked around, songs.